Zondervan presents Only Uni by Cami Tang, read by Stacy Ritchie. Chapter 1. Trish Sakai walked through the door and the entire room hushed. Well, not exactly pin drop hushed. More like a handful of the several dozen people in her auntie's enormous living room paused their conversations to glance her way. Maybe Trish had simply expected them to laugh and point. She shouldn't have worn white. She'd chosen the bebe dress from her closet in a rebellious mood, which abandoned her at her aunt's doorstep. Maybe because the explosion of red, orange, or gold outfits made her head swim. At least the expert cut of her dress made her rather average figure curvier and more slender at the same time. She loved how well-tailored clothes ensured she didn't have to work as hard to look good. Trish kicked off her sandals, and they promptly disappeared in the sea of shoes filling the foyer. She swatted away a flimsy paper dragon drooping from the doorframe, and smoothed down her skirt. She snatched her hand back and wrung her fingers behind her. No, that'll make your hips look huge. She clenched her hands in front. Sure, show all the relatives that you're nervous. She clasped them loosely at her waist and tried to adopt a regal expression.
Trish, you okay? You look constipated.
Her cousin Bobby snickered while she sneered at him.
Oh, you're so funny I could puke.
May as well do it now before Grandma gets here.
She's not here yet? Oops, that came out sounding a little too relieved. She cleared her throat and modulated her voice to less than ecstatic levels. When's she coming?
Uncle picked her up, but he called Auntie and said Grandma forgot something, so he had to go back.
Thank goodness for little favors. Is Lex here?
Buy the food.
Where else would she be? Last week, her cousin Lex had mentioned that her knee surgeon let her go back to playing volleyball 3 nights a week and coaching the other 2 nights. So her metabolism had revved up again. She would be eating like a whore.